Hey, happy Friday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. We'll leave it to San Francisco for this. The Outside Lance Festival at Golden Gate Park, taking place this weekend, will offer on-site sales of cannabis products. And despite smoking anything not being technically allowed in the park, fans can consume marijuana to their heart's content. They can eat it, they can smoke it, they can vape it. The Department of Public Health actually issued the festival organizers a waiver for doobie. So Outside Lance becomes now the first major festival that allows marijuana. Ah, the times, they are a-changin'. Well, speaking of Dylan, that jangly band from the 60s who turned some of his songs into their own memorable hit versions, the Byrds will not be reuniting despite David Crosby's very public efforts to try and do so. That's at least according to Roger McGuinn, who nixed the idea, saying that it'd be a money grab and nothing more, and that's not what he's into. The notoriously cantankerous Cros, who is the subject of a recent Cameron Crowe documentary, Remember My Name, has kind of let his insecurity flag fly, bemoaning that all the guys he ever made music with won't talk to him or outright hate him. And while McGuinn denies that he hates David Crosby, Neil Young just might have reason to after his ex-CSNY bandmate publicly criticized his relationship with actress Daryl Hannah. So if you're kind of getting into that Woodstock vibe, well, first there's the 50th anniversary of Peace and Music Fest happening at Bluestem next weekend. And you should definitely know about this. WXPN in Philly, the home station of the World Cafe, will broadcast the entire original Woodstock as it happened on the days it happened 50 years ago, August 15th through the 18th. It'll start, of course, with Richie Havens and include stage announcements about the inclement weather and bad acid. And every set there was, from the Grateful Dead to the aforementioned CSNY, Hendrix, and even Sha-na-na. And speaking of the Grateful Dead, Deadheads, you know this Remember Where You Were Day 24 years ago, August the 9th, 1995, when the heart of the band stopped beating, Jerry Garcia left us at the age of 53. In 2005, Mark Cohn was robbed and shot, not in Memphis, but in Denver, after a guy fleeing police tried to commandeer his tour bus. Despite a tough road of recovery, Mark Cohn wound up being okay. And in 2007, the city of Baltimore dedicated a statue to one of its favorite sons, Frank Zappa. And that is a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on.